The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
It's missing. It's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration. Cool change. I know that it's time for a cool change.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, and yes, it is time for a cool change.
Ooh, does it ever.
When it comes to the weather.
Mm-hmm. And the coolest people I know are here from Avalon HR. Stacy Orne, who is their benefits manager, and Chip Wood, who's the VP of Sales and Marketing, are here this morning to tell us all about HR, what's happening this summer, things that we can worry about as employers, things that we need to know as employees. So it's all up to you now.
Oh, yeah.
Keep us
there
cool, okay? Keep us cool.
Well, that's one of the things that we're going to talk about is that employers need to make sure that their employees are working in an environment that is not detrimental to their health, meaning heat. We have a lot of construction individuals out there. We have a lot of landscape people that are constantly working in the heat. And make sure you're wearing sunscreen. Make sure you wear a hat. And I know it sounds crazy, but sometimes a long sleeve shirt.
I see all the landscapers in the long sleeves. And
yeah.
It creates a barrier between yourself and that direct sunlight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's keeping that direct sun off your skin. So, you know, they're working on Garden Street right now, sprucing up some stuff, and every one of them had on long pants, mm-hmm. long shirts, a hat, and a face covering because, you know, they're stirring up the mulch and the stuff that they're laying down.
Right.
And that is all important, but, you know, at least they were working under some trees, so that provides a little shade. But hydration is absolutely critical, not just water. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Replacing those electrolytes is important as well. We talked about the fact sweat is a good thing. You want to see sweat. When you stop sweating, you are in crisis. Like mm-hmm. your body's yeah. going, I don't know what to do here. Don't let it get to that point. Take breaks whenever possible. Sit down, drink, stay hydrated. Get plenty of rest. That's just as important as anything you can do to get your body ready to be working outside. And if something unfortunate does happen, your first call needs to be to whoever is handling your worker comp and let them guide the process for you. I sent out an email the other day called It Must Be the Heat. To our companies, because we've had a very significant spike in injuries here lately,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them have been
outside. Upon themselves.
Yeah, they're taking upon themselves to seek medical treatment, and once they do that, I'm playing backtrack and I'm trying to get things done backwards, and it causes a lot of confusion. If you call and tell your folks first, they can authorize treatment for wherever that employee goes. If the employee goes and then we try to authorize it on the backside, sometimes that's a problem. I had a situation the other day where an employee, they sent him to the emergency room. I didn't even find out we'd had an incident until the end of the day. And then the bill is got sent to the employee because I hadn't called, I hadn't authorized it, I hadn't given them the correct information. Well, the employee brought the bills in, and the employer, thinking they were doing the right thing, paid the bills.
Oh, gosh.
And then
that's totally wrong.
Yeah, don't ever do that, folks. If you've got a work comp, unless you are self-insured and managing it in-house, do not pay medical bills your employees bring you. They need to be sent to the work comp carrier. There's a couple things that have to happen. One, it has to be on a very specific form. And that's what people don't understand when we say you have to go to someone that will agree to treat work comp and knows how to treat work comp, because a huge part of that is filling out the correct paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
The state requires it. It's not just, oh, Stacy wants this stupid form. No, the state of Florida requires that stupid form to get payment, to get medical records and things like that. And the other thing is, we don't ever pay the full price of what's listed. There are contracted rates to where you're not going to charge me as an employer $6,000 for that ambulance ride that you would bill private insurance or cash pay. We're not going to pay that. We have a contracted rate, which helps keep those costs down. So if you're just paying that, you know, out of a business thinking, well, I guess this is my responsibility, you're costing yourself a lot of money. And then we can't file that with the state because it's not a proper bill. We can't file the paperwork because it's not the proper paperwork. And that's why it's so important to get that treatment authorized ahead of time. And then especially when you need a referral, say, okay, they want you to go see an orthopedist or whatever. Orthopedics is what comes up the most, I think. We have to make sure, like we did an orthopedic referral the other day. I've done this for I don't know how long, and I have never had this request ever. These people wanted a $2,000 deposit up front.
Whoa.
They wanted never all this employee's personnel file records.
Really?
And all this other stuff. And we're like, yeah, no, we don't play that way. That's not how this works. So we had to get them to someone else that did know how to handle work comp and do it properly, because it is a procedure. And the only thing, you know, people think, well, I'll just get take care of myself. The only thing you're doing is delaying your treatment, your payment, and your potential aftercare.
And you could be in jeopardy of losing a lot of the benefits that you're supposed to be getting.
Absolutely. You know, to get everything you're entitled to, it needs to go through the proper channels. And people don't understand that. You know, the state
and rightfully
says,
so. I mean,
well, right. It's not something, it's not everyday common knowledge, but that's where our expertise comes in. We know how to handle that. And a common misconception is, I'll get her work, I'll just sue, and I'll get all this money. No, folks, you won't. The state mandates the amount that you get for that injury.
Okay.
I don't pick. Your individual employer does not pick. The state sets a value to every part of your body.
It's called go ahead.
It's called an impairment rating.
Impairment rating.
See, I didn't know anything about this.
Right.
This is why you have to call Avalon HR.
And that's
because I've run
organizations
in the past. I mean, and I didn't know all these details about the state laws and an impairment. What's it called? An impairment?
An impairment rating.
Wow.
You are completely healed from your injury, when you're done with whatever procedures, therapies, whatnot you need, they will give you an impairment reading. They will place you at something called MMI, which is maximum medical improvement. Okay. 90% of the time we get these back and the MMI rating is zero. Like there's no impairment. This is a laceration. It's healed, it's done.
You're good
to go. It does not prevent you from living your daily life. But every once in a while, there is an impairment rating, okay? And let's say you injured your arm and you have a 10% impairment rating. You get 10% of whatever value the state has assigned to the arm, okay? Everything. The finger has a value. The tip of the finger has a value.
Interesting.
The wrist has a value.
Who
elbow.
Knew?
Arm as a whole has a value.
Wow.
So it's to keep it fair, because let's face it, you know, we have a very large mouse-centered company in the state of Florida. So to keep people from being able that get hurt there, from being able to sue them for millions every single time, whereas like Avalon is a locally owned business, that is all set and regulated by the state. Okay, to keep it fair. So whether you work at that mouse business or you work at Avalon HR, you're treated the same. You get the same benefits, the same treatment. You know, it's not based on how much money that company has. And what people understand is, unless the company, there's a big, big difference in negligence and an accident. I think I've used this example before. You know, if we had somebody in our building that came in several times and said, hey, Chip, Stacy, this ceiling is going to fall in, okay? Mm-hmm. And we go tell our boss, hey, this ceiling's going to fall in. You know, they were just here. They said it's going to fall in. And our boss ignored it time after time and time again. We had other people come in. Hey, your ceiling's going to fall in. They ignored it. And then one day I'm sitting there and the ceiling falls on my head. That is negligence.
Right.
Okay? Just having an accident doesn't mean your employer did something wrong.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, I mean, yeah. You think about it. Accidents happen. Mm-hmm. As long as your medical care is being taken care of, your payments are being taken care of, that's all you're entitled to. And I get very angry when these people are like, well, I'll just call an attorney. Okay, so you can give 40% of your state-mandated settlement to somebody else that you're going to get anyway? You want to give 40% of it away?
I've noticed recently on some of the advertisements, mm-hmm. and nothing against attorneys and nothing against the fact that they want to advertise, but a lot of them are now advertising, give us a call and we'll tell you what your claim might be worth.
Mm.
So,
and you know how they know that in advance? Because it's mandated by the state.
Yeah.
We're talking with Chip and Stacey with Avalon HR. If you've got a question about this or an HR question, they are our experts this morning on the expert panel, 850-437-1620. Go ahead, Chip.
Or you can give us a call at the office, 850-475-1555. And you can speak to myself or you can speak to Stacey. And we'll come on by the office, sit down, talk to us. I mean, we love it. I mean, it's what we do. And this is my 28th year doing this. So.
And local.
Yes, we are local. We are not acting like we're local. We actually live here. And we actually work here. And our building is here.
We won't mail you things with a Las Vegas, Nevada postmark.
That's correct.
It will come from Pensacola.
Right.
But yeah, there's a lot to it. And, you know, having someone, you know, this is what I do. This is what Chip does every day. This is kind of we know the things to say and the things not to say. Because employees can really get themselves messed up if they choose to be noncompliant. And it's usually not hard. You know, we will tell you exactly what you need to do, how to do it, make sure you get taken care of. I follow up with folks. I've gone to visit folks. We want to make sure that you're getting the care that you need. And we, sure. We have to, you know, hand that off to a carrier. Like, you know, I can't be that person. But
your employer wants to make sure you get the proper care. Because
absolutely.
Nowadays, it's tough enough to find anybody just to show up for work, much less be qualified to work. So,
and we want you healthy. We want you back. We want to make sure your needs are being met. And that's a large part of what we do. You know, we have that time as it is our job to follow up and make sure that everything is going well for
correct.
You. And we will certainly do that. But, you know, a lot of it is, I tell people every day, they say, well, it's discrimination. It's a hostile work environment. That's not always the case. You can have just a bad boss or you can be just a bad employee.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily mean you're being discriminated against. There's very distinct definitions for that, too. You know, just like work comp, there's very distinct definition of what qualifies as discrimination. You have to be a member of a protected class. It has to meet certain criteria. And like I said, just because you have a crappy boss doesn't mean you're being discriminated against. You're just dealing with a crappy human.
I don't mean to laugh because it's a serious problem, but still.
You know, I have to have that conversation quite often. It's like, hey, you know, this, and a lot of times people, what employees think discrimination is these days. I get a lot more calls than I ever have in my HR career over things like, they want me to be on time. Oh my goodness. Imagine that. Well, I was only 5 minutes late. Well, late is late.
Yeah.
And business typically schedules people to meet their needs.
Right.
You're being paid
to show up on time.
To do a job for these people, and they schedule people to make that job happen, to make their business run, to make it successful. And sometimes 5 minutes late can be huge, depending on what you're doing.
True.
Yeah, like my dad said, it's just as easy to be 5 minutes early as it is 5 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and know. I grew up in a philosophy, if you're 10 minutes early, you're on time.
Yeah.
So if I'm on time, yeah. I'm late.
Early
that,
is on
was
time.
My household, but that was my mother. So.
I mean, we have time. I mean, the office is open at 9 a.m., but usually 5 days a week, Stacy and I are there way before 9
right.
o'clock.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm there sometimes at 7:15. Just mm-hmm. depends on what's going on, because mm-hmm. a lot of people that I deal with are in the Eastern time zone.
Of course.
So I have to work on their schedule, not mine.
Gotcha.
So we used to have a client that called me regularly at 6:30 a.m. our time. And I'd be like, hey, it's 6:30 a.m. Well, it's 7:30 here. Well, either way, the office doesn't open till 9. What are you doing?
Central time.
But honestly, that was the only time that this man truly had because he had a business to run. So the only time that he could step away and actually talk about the things he needed was at 6:30 in the morning. So we accommodate 6:30 in the morning, and we make that happen. I was speaking with another employer on the way home yesterday from work at about 5:30 because that's the time they had to talk. When everybody was gone, the business mm-hmm. was closed, and they had a minute. We're more than happy to do that because we realize, you know, that you do have a business to run and that sometimes you need to handle things at odd hours, and that's okay. And we are also very fortunate enough to be in the type of business and work for the type of people who recognize that mine and Chip's job is not 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. And, you know, they allow us to compensate for that in other times where we can. Like, you know, if I need an afternoon off or a morning off to do something with my kid or, you know, just personal errands, we're allowed to do that. So it works out. I don't want anybody thinking, oh, Lord, these, you know, people are just working all kinds of crazy hours. No. Like I said, and a lot of it when I tell people to be flexible when they can is very business dependent. And we get that too. But fortunately in our business, we can. So we can offset those 6:30 phone calls, those 7 o'clock meetings at the office, you know, with some additional time later. And that kind of rolls me into something else that wasn't on, but it's come up a lot lately. Can you dock a salaried exempt person's pay?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yes, you can. Under very specific circumstances. Okay. Let's say I am salaried, I'm exempt, and I've used all my PTO and I need 2 days off. Is the employer responsible for paying me that just because I'm salaried exempt? It depends. If I take those 2 days and do absolutely no work, nothing, not an email, not a phone call, nothing, then yes, my pay can be docked. If on those 2 days I get up and I make a phone call or I answer an email on behalf of the company,
ding,
I'm to be paid for the full day. Fair labor standards, the phrase.
Does the bell come with that?
Bell included. It says regardless of quality or quantity of work performed.
Interesting.
That you're to be paid. So
a lot of people get salary exempt. Mm-hmm. Okay, we use this terminology a lot. And then a lot of people go, exempt from what?
It's a little confusing if you're not familiar.
Right.
So.
But the salary exempt would mean you're exempt from any overtime because you're salaried. Well, but, and I'll let Stacy go into this a little bit further too, just because you're salaried does not mean that you can work 90 hours one week.
It's your on-call 24/7.
Yeah, I mean, because there's sometimes when overtime comes into play, even with salaried positions.
Right. You may work, you know, the thing, how salaried exempt is supposed to work is it's designed to be flexible.
Right.
With the understanding and the realization that some hours will be over 40 weeks, but some hours will be under 40.
Mm-hmm.
It's the premise that it all kind of works out in the wash at the end. So it just stays with the standard 40. But, you know, people do run out of PTO. Things do happen. And what's happened a lot lately on that, the exact same situations. I love my employers that take great care of their employees. I truly do. I appreciate those people more than I could ever express. Okay? But there becomes a line that you have to draw in being a good employer and running your business. You cannot be or expected to be used, abused, and walked over top of because you're a good employer. Okay? There's a difference in treating people fairly and correctly and being taken advantage of.
We're listening to our friends at Avalon HR. Chip and Stacy are here talking about employee-employer issues. Always has some great advice. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620.
Right.
And a lot of times the employers have nothing but the best in mind. But
it will bite them in the behind.
Well, because a lot of times that's why they need Avalon. Because they don't know all these rules and regulations. How can they? Nobody could possibly expect an individual to keep up with all of this.
And run a business.
Right. I'm all for it if they can, but we don't really see that. And we deal with this on a daily basis.
I had a client, that's why they were laughing at me when I came in this morning and said I was coming in on two wheels hot. But I was on the phone with a client, and the first thing he said to me when we started the conversation, he said, "I can't thank you all enough for what you've taken off my plate. Like, I am truly grateful, and I just wanted to let you know that and say thank you." And that's what we try to do. That's what we want to do. We want to make your life easier and take off, the payroll, the HR portion, the work comp portion, the safety portion. You know, we can do all that. We have a great sales team with Chip and Kirk. They're always available to speak to you. When you call our office, you will get a live person answering the phone.
I love that.
And, we're more than happy to help you out. And if it's just general questions and, even if it's the case we've talked about before, if we can't help you, they'll tell you we can't help you. Not everybody is a good fit for what we do.
Correct.
And so, but have the discussion. Give us a call, 850-475-1555.
Is there any fee for coming in and having a consultation?
No, not at all.
No, and a lot of times there's a misconception that people think that we charge these outrageous fees to do everything. There's four components to a payroll, and there's your SUTA tax, your FICA tax, your workers' comp, and your FUTA. And so,
And your admin fee.
Fee would be our fee on top of those things, but that's the only thing extra you got to do. And we're a vendor, so you can 9 times out of 10 write us.
That's the only thing we set. The other is set by the government.
Yeah,
we don't make up your FUTA, SUTA rates, and Medicare rates. Those are all pretty much set. And we just, our system, we have a very complex, expensive payroll system, and it tracks those limits, cuts you off appropriately, and, makes it work. So
most
you don't
people
have to
don't
think
even
about
realize,
that.
Most people don't even know what cutoffs are.
I know. 90% don't.
Once an employee reaches $7,000 in wages in the state of Florida, anyway, and reaches $7,000 in wages, your FUTA and your SUTA drop off. On the employer portion, and people just go, huh? So right. They just
well,
really
it's hard
don't...
to keep up because all the laws
Correct.
Are changing now too. We have the whole new tipping thing and all the different things that are coming
again.
Now.
We're gonna... nothing is going to change in your paycheck.
Yeah, I know. We probably should do a whole show just on that one.
Well, and we'll probably do that.
We'll circle
once
back.
Once that all that comes about. Again,
we still haven't gotten our employer guidance from the IRS on that. We know the W-2s are going to have to change to reflect that. They did change last year when Alabama made overtime exempt. They're going to change again, but have they given us any insight into that? Absolutely not.
Oh, dear.
It'll probably come December 31st at 11:50 p.m.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Oh my
but
that's
we'll
okay.
be ready for it.
That's okay. We'll be there. We'll have the answers for you. And if you, in the meantime, have any questions, give me a call at 850-475-1555. And we're conveniently located at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in downtown Pensacola.
Can't miss them.
You can't. We have a bright blue metal roof. You cannot miss it.
It's
I promise.
All good.
All right. So
it's
you're not
good.
Going on summer vacation. You're still going to be available right now.
No, we're there.
You're there.
We're absolutely there. We'd love to talk to you. We've got a great view if you come on Tuesday or Wednesday to watch the Blues practice if they're out and about.
Yeah.
We have some office critters that, you can hang out with, whatever you choose.
Okay, we're talking with Chip and Stacy with Avalon HR. That address and phone number and website one more time.
It is 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola, 850-475-1555. 1-888-346-1555. Give us a call. Love to hear from you.
Thank you so much. It's always so informative when y'all are here. I appreciate you being on Pep Talk as our expert panel today. This is Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert panel will be back with you right after the news on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thank you both.
Thank you.